Hi, this is Orson Welles. My name is Rob. So this is R. Wesley Edwards. I have been working several hours, on reading and manufacturing and organizing and editing. And reading and organizing and editing a project I've been working on for a while. And we will call this a bonus episode. And hopefully it won't force me to give it a number. Anyway, I'm recording here with Jill's permission after hours in the Cormorant Cafe because I keep my recording and microphone here. Anyway, no mic check. Excuse me, no volunteers. Just this really long project I've been working on. I hope you enjoy it. It's tentatively called The Lizard Man Chronicles, and I mean, I'll be reading it. I don't necessarily want to talk about the author, since I don't necessarily want to be eaten from the inside out by flesh-eating bacteria, or eaten from the outside in by a carnivorous lizard man. I'll just leave it at that. Alright, we got some big news at the end I'll come back with an announcement, which you guys probably know, because if you're listening to this, you probably already saw the announcements on all of the social media. Alright, so without a lot more wasting of time, this is my project called Lizard Man Chronicles. I sincerely hope you enjoy it. This was a lot of work. So much fucking work.
This place is dangerous.
Chapter 1 is called Detroit News, and it is a couple of sections that seem to be readings from old newspaper clippings that were found in St. Paul, Minnesota, in a safe in a basement of a newspaper archive.
Hey, Paul. I've been thinking about those old newspapers you found. The ones from Detroit?
Oh, yeah. The ones from Detroit. Those old newspapers hold a lot of historical value and fascinating stories. Is there any specific article you wanted me to... I mean, it's not like I read them all. What do you want to discuss? I don't know.
Look, Paul, you know, maybe you could... Didn't you tell me there was a thing about ninjas or something prowling around in the suburban neighborhoods?
I don't know. Okay, here, look, this one. I found you. Title: Mysterious Shadow Roams Suburban Detroit. Ninja Sightings Spark Curiosity. Suburban Detroit. It says the date there. Residents of tranquil suburban neighborhoods were left perplexed and intrigued by a series of astonishing sightings that have captured the attention of the community. A mysterious shadowy figure reminiscent of a skilled ninja has been spotted prowling the quiet streets and gardens under the cover of darkness. Reports of these peculiar encounters have surged in recent weeks, creating a buzz of speculation and curiosity among the locals. Witnesses describe the enigmatic figure as agile, stealthy, and adorned in traditional black attire, adorned with weapons typical of a skilled martial artist. Despite the sightings, authorities remain cautious about confirming the presence of an actual ninja in the area. attributing it to heightened imagination and perhaps a local prankster exploiting the urban legends surrounding the legendary covert warriors. In light of the escalating rumors, police patrols have been increased in affected neighborhoods, and authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant while investigations continue. Local historian Dr. Evelyn Green shed some light on the potential origins of the ninja sightings, stating that it could be a resurgence of fascination with Japanese culture and martial arts prevalent in the 1930s. While the mystery of the suburban ninja remains unsolved, the intriguing enigma continues to captivate the imagination of suburban Detroit. As more eyes stay peeled for a glimpse of the elusive figure, the community holds its breath, hoping to unravel the truth behind the extraordinary urban legend that has shrouded the area in an air of mystery and excitement.
Yeah, but, I mean, Paul, fuck's sake, wasn't there a follow-up or... Man, you just were telling me the other day something about how people thought it was social contagion even back then.
Alright. Fine, man. I'll find you this other one.
Title: The Shadow's Secrets. Suburban Detroit in the Grip of Unearthly Apparitions. Suburban Detroit. And it says the date. The eerie sightings that have kept suburban neighborhoods on edge for weeks have taken an even more perplexing turn, as an incredibly vocal minority now posits that the mysterious figure may not be human at all. The ninja-like apparitions that once seemed the stuff of legends are now being attributed to something otherworldly, fueling debates and discussions across the community. Doubting skeptics convinced that the sightings were mere figments of collective imagination have come forward to share their perspectives. Dr. Howard Carter, a psychologist at Detroit University, suggests that the power of suggestion and social contagion may be at play, causing the sightings to spread like wildfire. Quote, "When one person claims to see something extraordinary, others may become more prone to seeing it themselves," end quote. Dr. Carter explained, "However, this explanation has not deterred those who claim to have experienced these encounters firsthand. Among the witnesses is Mrs. Margaret Wilson, a retiree from Oakwood Park, who adamantly maintains that she spotted the elusive figure gliding silently through her garden. Quote, "It wasn't just a shadow. I could feel its presence, like it wasn't of this world," end quote, she asserted. Her account has struck a chord with others who have faced similar unexplainable encounters. Local forums and coffee shops have become breeding grounds for passionate debates. On one side, proponents of the otherworldly theory argue that these apparitions are beyond the scope of human abilities, citing their extraordinary speed and agility. On the opposing side, proponents of the social contagion theory continue to raise questions, questioning the reliability of human perception and memory. While the battle of theories rages on, the police remain vigilant, continuing their investigations into the sightings. Patrols have been increased and authorities have called for calm and coordination from the public. In the midst of the uncertainty, some experts have suggested that natural phenomena like rare optical illusions could be responsible for the sightings, providing an alternative scientific explanation for the growing mystery. As the nights grow longer and the suspense deepens, suburban Detroit remains divided on the true nature of these enigmatic apparitions. While doubts persist, the allure of the supernatural continues to weave its spell, leaving residents to wonder if this shadowy presence will ever be unveiled or forever remain an enigma in the annals of Detroit's history.
Hey, Paul, I swear to God, there was another...
Are you sure that's all you have? Because I swear there was... We were talking and... It can't just be shadows and whispers. There was a thing you said. It was like a creature or something. There were eyewitnesses. Come on. Can you find it?
Fuck, Rob, whatever.
Title: Unearthly Intruders Are Masterful Illusions. Landwalking Octopuses at the Heart of Detroit's Mystery. Suburban Detroit, and it has the date. The chilling tale of the suburban ninja sightings has taken a surreal turn as a group of intrepid children and a college cinema arts professor have stepped forward with startling revelations. Independently, they claim to have encountered large octopuses walking on land. They were walking on land and deftly changing their shapes to mimic the elusive ninja-like figures haunting the neighborhoods. The group of adventurous children, led by 11-year-old Johnny Thompson, stumbled upon the uncanny spectacle while exploring the woods near their school. Quote, "They were like giant sea creatures, but walking on land, and they moved so gracefully," end quote, Johnny exclaimed with wide-eyed wonder. The children described how the octopuses seemingly morphed into the form of dark-clad figures, evoking the mysterious shadows the community had been grappling with. Adding to the intrigue, Professor Amelia Sanchez, renowned for expertise in cinema arts at Detroit University, collaborated the children's accounts. Quote, "I initially thought it was a student prank, but upon witnessing myself, I must admit it is beyond our realm of understanding," end quote, Professor Sanchez stated. Armed with her camera, she managed to capture footage of the mesmerizing spectacle, leaving even skeptics baffled.
Her camera? Oh, I guess it would be a shutter camera, because 1930-something.
Sorry. Local authorities, now faced with an even stranger twist in the saga, are cautiously examining the evidence provided by the children and the college professor. Chief Investigator Detective John Harris expressed skepticism about the outlandish claims, but acknowledged the need for a comprehensive examination. Quote, "We're dealing with extraordinary claims here, and we must explore all possibilities," end quote, he said. Speculation about the nature of these shape-shifting octopuses is rampant, with some linking the sightings to an underground experiment gone awry, or even extraterrestrial activity. On the other hand, skeptics maintain that elaborate special effects and illusionary tricks might be responsible for the bewildering accounts. The local zoo and marine biology experts have been called in to assess the evidence and shed light on this bizarre enigma. As the mystery continues to deepen, the community remains on edge. Some residents have embraced the fantastical, reveling in the possibility of otherworldly creatures roaming their streets, while others adhere to more conventional explanations. Regardless, the sightings of these enigmatic land-walking octopuses have sparked a wave of awe and intrigue across suburban Detroit, leaving the residents yearning for answers, while the elusive shapes continue to mystify and captivate the imagination of all who dare to encounter them. Okay, this is section 2 or chapter 2, and it's called Inked Enigma. And I think these are just more of those supposed newspaper clippings from the St. Paul archive. The lost safe in the basement of the archive.
No, Paul, look, there was one where, I thought there was like a lot of freaking yellow journalism and all kinds of nonsense going on.
Christ, Rob, Jesus. Look, I'm just going to make a stack of these and I'll read them to you if that's what you're trying to get me to do anyway. You haven't had enough of this shit? Fine. Title: Unearthly Encounters Escalate. Tentacle Terrors Strike Suburban Detroit. There's an exclamation mark.
says Suburban Detroit and the date. As the eerie saga of the land-walking octopuses unfolds, the city finds itself gripped in terror with a growing number of witnesses claiming close encounters. Jesus, I'm dying here. With a growing number of witnesses claiming close encounters that end in an unexpected and spine-chilling inking incident. They put it in quotes. What was once considered a mere fantastical tale has turned into a real-life nightmare for the residents of suburban Detroit. The bizarre accounts of these otherworldly beings continue to mount, with numerous new witnesses stepping forward to share their harrowing experiences. Among them, Mr. Frank Johnson, a local grocer, recounted how he stumbled upon a group of shadowy figures in his backyard, only to have them transform before his very eyes into monstrous octopuses. Quote, I was frozen with fear, and the next thing I knew, they squirted some black ink and everything turned pitch black, end quote. He shuddered. Following Mr. Johnson's report, the incidents of inking appear to have increased dramatically, while several residents sharing similar unsettling stories. Mrs. Helen Thompson, mother of young Johnny Thompson, tearfully recounted how she approached one of the enigmatic figures in a park, hoping to unravel the truth. Quote, before I knew it, the creature sprayed ink all over me, and I was left terrified and disoriented, end quote, she lamented. The situation has not only stoked fear, but also triggered a feverish atmosphere of sensationalism, with newspapers running sensational headlines about the, quote, tentacled terrors, end quote, that haunt the streets of Detroit. Speculative theories and wild rumors now dominate conversations, with some alleging secret government experiments or cosmic conspiracies. However, experts are urging the public to stay calm and approach the matter with caution. Chief Investigator Detective John Harris has formed a special task force to investigate these encounters. Quote, we are dealing with a situation that defies explanation, and we are diligently examining all leads, end quote, he assured. The local zoo and marine biologists are working tirelessly to ascertain the origins and nature of these extraordinary beings, but their progress remains slow amidst the mounting fear and sensationalism. As the phenomenon shows no signs of abating, residents are being warned to maintain a safe distance from the elusive octopuses. Nevertheless, some thrill seekers continue to flock to the affected areas in hopes of catching a glimpse of the extraordinary creatures, heedless of the potential consequences. Police have had to intervene in several instances to disperse daring onlookers, but the curiosity and fear-driven frenzy persist. Suburban Detroit finds itself at the mercy of the tentacled terrors, and the land-walking octopuses leave their inked marks on the psyche of the community. Now it says as the land-walking octopuses leave their inked marks on the psyche of the community. In this climate of uncertainty and terror, the city stands united in seeking answers to the unexplained while grappling with the overwhelming and spine-chilling reality of living in a world where mysterious forces roam their streets. All right, well, here's the next one, I guess. It was a couple days later. Title, Invasion of the Inked Suburban Detroit... Oh, I'm sorry, title, Invasion of the Inked, and then it's like a subtitle, Suburban Detroit Torn Apart by Tentacled Terrors, it's an exclamation mark, Suburban Detroit, and it says the date, a couple days past the other one, the shadow of terror looms larger as the enigmatic land-walking octopuses continue their menacing spree, leaving an ink-stained trail of horror and panic across the city. Excuse me. In a shocking twist, even more credible witnesses have come forward recounting spine-chilling encounters with the tentacled terrors, further confirming the nightmarish reality that has taken hold of suburban Detroit. One such witness, Mrs. Emily Parker,
A respected school teacher found herself at the center of a chilling incident that defies all rational explanation. Quote, I saw them crawling on the rooftops, looking like mysterious ninjas in the moonlight. She trembled as she described her encounter, quote, and when they spotted me, they launched their inky attack, plunging me into darkness and confusion, exclamation mark, end quote. As the incidents of quote-unquote inkings escalate, so does the hysteria within the community, driving even the most level-headed residents to question their sanity. Mr. James Roberts, a local businessman, recounted how he stumbled upon a group of the nightmarish creatures in an abandoned warehouse, attempting to document their existence. Quote, in an instant they unleashed their inky fury, rendering my camera and my senses useless, end quote. He exclaimed, his voice laden with disbelief. The relentless pursuit of sensationalism by the press has added fuel to the fire, with headlines screaming apocalyptic warnings about the invasion of the inked. It's literally the title here. While speculations run rampant, with some attributing the emergence of these monstrous beings to sinister experiments conducted by shadowy organizations, fear-mongering articles have painted a grim picture of a city besieged by eldritch horrors, threatening to plunge it into chaos. Authorities are struggling to maintain control amid the mounting chaos, with Chief Investigator Detective John Harris expressing deep concern over the community's safety. Quote, we are facing an unprecedented situation, and the consequences of mishandling it could be disastrous, he cautioned, urging calm and cooperation from both the public and the media. In the face of the spreading hysteria, credible experts and scientists are working tirelessly to investigate the phenomena. Dr. Alice Morgan, a marine biologist with an esteemed reputation, is leading the scientific effort to understand the nature of these creatures. Quote, we must resist succumbing to fear and rumors and focus on studying these extraordinary beings scientifically, end quote, she implored. As the situation escalates, the once vibrant and tranquil suburban neighborhoods now lie in the shadow of terror, their streets haunted by the sinister apparitions that leave no stone unturned in their relentless pursuit of anonymity. Anonymity? Anonymity? Wait, what? I'm going to start this paragraph. As the situation escalates, the once vibrant and tranquil suburban neighborhoods now lie in the shadow of terror, their streets haunted by the sinister apparitions that leave no stone unturned in their relentless pursuit of anonymity. With every passing day, suburban Detroit teeters on the brink of chaos, fueled by sensationalism and dread. Ow, my back. Raising questions about humanity's place in a world where the unknown creeps ever closer, shrouded in the darkness of uncertainty. Here's another one from another newspaper. Oh no, it's the same newspaper. It's just the next day. Title, Suburban Detroit's Inked Enigma. And subtitle, I guess. Witnesses share tales of unexplained encounters. Suburban Detroit, it's basically the day after the last one. The once bewildering tales of land-walking octopuses have morphed into an unsettling reality as a rookie reporter delves into the heart of the city's enigmatic inked enigma. Credible witnesses have come forward to recount their inexplicable encounters, each story adding to the mounting sense of dread and bewilderment in the community. John Simmons, a soft-spoken retiree, spoke with sincerity as he described witnessing one of the creatures in his backyard. Quote, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was like a surreal blend of octopus and a shadowy figure gliding gracefully between trees. End quote. Quote, what? And then, as if to protect itself, it emitted a dark cloud of ink that obscured everything. Sarah Parker, a school teacher, also shared her account, her voice tinged with both fear and amazement. Quote, I saw them right there on the playground, changing shapes, imitating people we knew, she recalled. It was so uncanny and unsettling, I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. As the number of witnesses grows, so does the puzzling proliferation of the tentacled terrors. The situation is spiraling beyond anyone's control as more and more suspected octopuses appear across the city. With each passing night, reports of, quote, inkings increase exponentially, making it nearly impossible for authorities to track or comprehend the scale of the phenomenon. Local wildlife experts and biologists are tirelessly working to shed light on the nature of these astonishing creatures. Dr. Michael Turner, a renowned marine biologist, is leading the effort to understand their existence. Quote, "We're dealing with an extraordinary event here, something beyond any known natural occurrence," he said. Quote, "We must work diligently to understand their behavior and the potential impact on the environment," end quote. As the mystery deepens, the community's fear and confusion have led to instances of panic and irrational behavior. Local authorities are urging residents to remain calm and avoid approaching the suspected octopuses for fear of triggering further inkings or endangering public safety. Despite the ominous circumstances, one thing remains clear: sensationalism is not the answer. As a rookie reporter, I am dedicated to presenting the facts as they unfold without resorting to fear-mongering or exaggeration. In a city caught in the grip of the unknown, it is crucial to maintain a sense of rationality and compassion for those affected. As suburban Detroit grapples with its inked enigma, the stories of credible witnesses continue to shed light on the complexities of the situation. With each account, the reality of the land-walking octopuses becomes harder to ignore, and the quest for answers intensifies, even as the numbers of the mysterious creatures grow beyond imagination. The community holds its breath, united in the hope of finding understanding amidst the swirling chaos of the inked enigma. I think this is another section that's just a bunch of readings from old newspaper clippings that were found in the archive, in the basement of the newspaper archive in a newspaper of St. Paul, and it's called Lizardmen Attack. Okay, I found you some more of these. What's your fascination anyway? Nobody... Alright, fine, I'll read it. Fucking dickhead. Title: Suburban Detroit's Dark Secret, 75 Days of Disappearances and Desperation. Suburban Detroit. I guess it's been 75 days, it's been 2.5 months. The once enigmatic inked enigma that gripped this city has escalated into a full-blown crisis, with 75 days of unrelenting terror, baffling disappearances, and a mounting sense of desperation. As credible reports of the land-walking octopuses continue to pour in, pets and children have gone missing, leaving the community reeling and the nation watching in disbelief. In this unsettling turn of events, the city's charm has been replaced by a haunting pall of fear and uncertainty. As the mystery persists, parents fear for the safety of their children and pets, many of whom have vanished without a trace. With each passing day, the desperation deepens, and the sense of community solidarity turns into a shared burden of grief and anxiety. In the face of this unprecedented crisis, the mayor of suburban Detroit has taken decisive action, urging the Michigan governor to declare a state of emergency. This move aims to mobilize additional resources and assistance to tackle the situation with all available means. Law enforcement agencies, together with expert teams of biologists and marine specialists, are working tirelessly to gain insights into the nature and motives of these enigmatic creatures. As the days turn into weeks and weeks into months, the inked enigma continues to defy all attempts at explanation, becoming a matter of national and even international concern. News outlets from around the world are covering the unfolding events, with headlines echoing the city's plea for answers. Through all this, the community remains resilient, supporting one another in this time of collective hardship. Vigilante groups have emerged, both to protect the public and to try to capture or understand these elusive creatures. Authorities, while appreciative of the public's concern, urge caution and cooperation, as approaching the suspected octopuses has proven dangerous. As a reporter, it is my duty to remain objective and to present the facts as they emerge. The situation in suburban Detroit is a sobering reminder of how little we truly understand our world and how quickly life can be turned upside down by the unexplainable. In these dark times, it is essential to remember the power of empathy and unity as the community navigates an enigma that continues to baffle the world. As we pray for the safe return of the missing and seek resolution for the inked enigma, suburban Detroit stands as a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, and the world unites in hope, waiting for a resolution to the harrowing crisis that has left the city and its residents forever changed.
Paul, I swear to God. Alright, can we skip to the part where it just went all crazy? Something about lizards? I mean, what the hell? I feel like you read a bunch of this stuff and they still seem to think it's octopuses or something. Fine. Title: Unraveling the Enigma. Suburban Detroit in the Clutches of Reptilian Invaders. Suburban Detroit, and it says the date. The once bewildering inked enigma has morphed into a horrifying revelation as a shocking encounter casts new light on the situation. These enigmatic beings are not octopuses, but rather towering humanoid reptiles. Donning hooded robes and sequined boots, armed with long sticks as both walking aids and weapons, they've been sighted consuming wildlife, pets, and even zoo animals. Panic ensues as roads clog with fleeing residents. As the world watches in awe, as reporters from all over the globe descend upon the affected suburban zones, astonishing encounters with these 7-foot-tall, quote, tailless lizard men have sparked chaos and fear in suburban Detroit. As the scale of the situation becomes apparent, Mayor Johnson makes a desperate call to the nation's president, urging the deployment of the army to confront the reptilian invaders. Aid groups from unexpected places like Finland fly in with experts and support, lending a hand to the beleaguered city. In the midst of the turmoil, the once thriving neighborhoods have transformed into scenes of terror. As more and more people vanish, residents recount harrowing tales of the creatures wielding unworldly powers, throwing fire, starting tornadoes, and evoking hailstorms. These rumors only exacerbate the panic, pushing the community to the brink of hysteria. As the nation and the world turn their attention to this unfolding catastrophe, a sense of foreboding looms on the horizon. With the potential threat of German aggression in Europe and the chaos gripping suburban Detroit, the world is fraught with uncertainty. The crisis in the affected zones seems to echo the tension and fear that permeate the global landscape. As a reporter who has been covering the unfolding events, I am at a loss for words to describe the gravity of the situation. The city that once held cherished memories now faces an unimaginable menace, forcing residents to flee from their homes in search of safety. Amidst the chaos, a newfound unity emerges as the international community comes together to aid those in need. Yet, amidst the turmoil, one question remains unanswered. What do these, quote, tailless lizard men seek? The reasons behind their invasion, their origins, and their motivations remain shrouded in mystery, adding to the sense of helplessness and desperation. As the events in suburban Detroit unfold, they serve as a poignant reminder of the fragility of human existence and our vulnerability in the face of the unknown. The tale of these reptilian invaders is no longer just a local enigma. It has transcended boundaries and become a global crisis. In this dark chapter, the world watches with bated breath, hoping for resolution and an end to the terror that has gripped suburban Detroit. Alright, this section is called Journalist in the 80s. These are supposedly more newspaper clippings, I guess, but they are from actually supposedly a journalist from a newspaper in St. Paul who was just going through the archives and she stumbled upon the safe. Paul, didn't you say that you had found some stuff from the Twin Cities from like the 80s or something? Fuck, man. Look, I put all this shit together. You can stop. Okay, fine. I'll just read it. Unraveling the Enigma, Lizard Man Invaders in Detroit. A forgotten chapter in history? There's a question mark. Minneapolis, St. Paul. The date is in the mid-1980s. In an unexpected twist of fate, a stash of old newspaper clippings has unearthed a chilling account from the pages of history, one that seems straight out of a sci-fi thriller. Reports dating back to the onset of World War II tell of a harrowing encounter with lizard man invaders in the suburbs of Detroit. As we find ourselves in the mid-1980s, the question looms large. Could there be more to this forgotten chapter than meets the eye? The collection of clippings, discovered by a curious journalist, paints a haunting picture of suburban Detroit under siege by otherworldly beings. The invaders, described as 7-foot-tall humanoid reptiles, wore hooded robes and sequined boots, leaving residents in a state of fear and chaos. The harrowing accounts of quote-unquote inkings and disappearances bear an uncanny resemblance to contemporary reports emerging from other parts of the world. As the world was engulfed in the throes of World War II, it appears that this bizarre episode in Detroit's history went largely unnoticed. Questions arise as to why these events were not widely reported or investigated at the time. Were they dismissed as mere sensationalism amidst the chaos of war, or was there a deliberate effort to conceal the truth? The journalist who discovered the archive of unsettling clippings remains determined to uncover the truth behind the lizard man invaders. As she vows to head to Detroit in search of answers, she faces an uphill battle in piecing together a puzzle that spans decades. The contemporary echoes of these encounters raise even more questions. Are these recent sightings of similar reptilian beings connected to the events of the past, or is it merely a case of collective myth-making? In a world filled with urban legends and unexplained phenomena, discerning fact from fiction becomes an arduous task. As a journalist prepares to embark on her journey, she must navigate the complexities of a world that seems increasingly entangled with the unexplained. What could lie behind the lizard man invasions? Is it possible that this forgotten chapter holds the key to understanding a greater truth about our existence? As the tale unfolds, one thing becomes evident. There is more to the world than meets the eye. With the aid of modern technology and a dedication to unraveling the enigma, the journalist aims to shed light on an obscured piece of history and confront the questions that have long remained unanswered. As the world watches with bated breath, we await the journalist's findings with hope that they may provide insight into the past and perhaps offer a glimpse into our future. The lizard man invaders of Detroit stand as a reminder of mysteries abound, waiting to be unraveled, and that there may be more to our reality than we could ever fathom. Alright, just read the next one. These were all from the mid-80s, right? I guess, fine. This next one says, title, Unraveling the Enigma, Detroit's Lizardman Invasion, Still Shrouded in Mystery. I guess she's gone on, because now it says that she's in Detroit. It's been a couple weeks. After 10 days, the article starts, sorry. After 10 days of intensive investigation into the chilling Lizardman invasion that once plagued the suburbs of Detroit, our pursuit for answers has led us down a winding path of intriguing yet baffling encounters. While significant progress has been made in retracing the events of the past, the truth remains elusive, clouded by tales of madness and inconsistent recollections from descendants of those involved. Delving into the dusty records and engaging with the descendants of key figures from the original case, we've encountered a recurring theme, a deep reluctance to discuss the events that transpired in the mid to late 1930s. The grandchildren of the detective involved claim he went, quote, absolutely mad, end quote, while pursuing the Lizardman invaders, suggesting a profound impact on his mental well-being. One common thread among the descendants of those mentioned in the previous articles is their connection to the events, but their inability or unwillingness to provide concrete details. Many have described their grandparents as either refusing to speak about it altogether or obsessively recounting the tale in ways that do not align with the original reports. In a surprising twist, one descendant of a school board politician... No, the school board politician is the descendant. One descendant is a school board politician who mentioned in the original historical clippings revealed a familial link to the suburban mayor from that time. Okay. That's awkward. I don't understand. It's supposed to be the school board politician is a descendant of the suburban mayor. The connection raises intriguing questions about the knowledge and involvement of local authorities during the Lizardman invasion. Despite the roadblocks and inconsistent testimonies, our determination to unravel the truth remains steadfast. Additional interviews with descendants and further exploration of historical archives are underway as we search for missing pieces to complete this haunting puzzle. It is apparent that the Lizardman invasion of Detroit... It is apparent that the Lizardman invasion of Detroit is not merely a fantastical tale. The depth of emotion, fear, and secrecy surrounding the events points to a genuine occurrence that left a profound impact on those involved. As the web of connections and secrets deepens, we are left to ponder whether time has blurred the details or if there's something more deliberate at play. As our investigation presses forward, we are reminded that truth can be elusive, especially when buried in the annals of history. Yet we remain steadfast in our pursuit of clarity, determined to shine a light on the forgotten chapter of Detroit's past and perhaps find meaning in the enigmatic events that have captivated our curiosity. In the coming days, we hope to shed more light on the Lizardman invasion, bringing forth a comprehensive understanding of the past that may hold significance for the present. Until then, we continue to unravel the enigma that lies deep within the heart of Detroit's history. Okay, so, and she's just reading stuff, right? Is she interviewing people? I thought that was a longer article. Fine, dude, I'll just read the next one. Unraveling the Enigma, Detroit's Elusive Secrets and a Mysterious Revelation. Detroit. And then there's a date. The search for truth amidst Detroit's Lizardman invasion has led me on an increasingly perplexing journey through library archives and newspaper records. Glaring inconsistencies and baffling holes in the public record have left me determined to uncover the possible cover-up behind these chilling events. As I confront the city's mayor, seeking answers and clarity, my discoveries take a surreal turn, leaving me uncertain about the revelations that lie ahead. In a meeting with the mayor, my quest for the truth takes an unexpected twist. As he offers me apple cider, I can't help but feel a strange unease. I take a sip to remain composed, but my mind is racing with suspicion. Could the city's government be hiding something? As we discuss the historical accounts, I cannot shake the feeling that there is more to the enigma than meets the eye. The mayor's responses raise further questions and evoke an eerie sense of secrecy surrounding the Lizardman invasion. Is there a reason these records have been obscured and or manipulated? My determination to uncover the truth leads me to delve deeper into the history of Detroit, and the pieces of the puzzle begin to fit together in unsettling ways. Glancing back at the archives, I noticed discrepancies and information gaps that appeared deliberate, raising suspicions about a potential cover-up. But what could be so significant that city officials would go to such lengths to conceal it? As my investigation intensifies, my encounters with potential witnesses only serve to deepen the sense of unease. Whispers and hushed conversations hint at something far more ominous than I could have imagined. My intuition tells me that there is an unimaginable truth lurking beneath the surface, and it may not be in the best interest of the public to know. The chilling possibility that the city government of Detroit may be infiltrated by shape-shifting, giant carnivorous lizardmen is a revelation I never expected. Faced with the enormity of this revelation, I find myself at a crossroads, questioning the ethical implications of publishing this information. Is it my duty to reveal the truth, or should I protect the public from the shadows that may lie within their midst? As my investigation reaches its zenith, I cannot ignore the niggling thought of an international flight to Helsinki. What connection does this city have to the Lizardman invasion? My curiosity and fear intertwine as I contemplate the journey that lies ahead, unsure of what lies beyond the horizon. In these uncertain times, I am left with a moral dilemma, torn between the pursuit of truth and the responsibility of the public safety. The secrets of Detroit's past, concealed by a web of deception and manipulation, have opened doors to an otherworldly possibility that challenges the boundaries of what we believe to be true. Excuse me. As I weigh the consequences of my discoveries, I can only hope that my pursuit of truth will lead to clarity and perhaps shed light on the hidden enigma that Detroit has carried for decades. My decision to reveal or withhold this information hangs in the balance, and the shadows of the past loom ever larger, casting a chilling pall over the city's present and future.
And really the only thing we have left in this direction is this little blurb, sort of a press release from the publisher of a wild science fiction, speculative fiction book.
Says Lizard Man Chronicles, it's a quote, Lizard Man Chronicles, Unraveling Secrets Across Time and Space, end quote. So that's the title. On the eve of its highly anticipated release, Macmillan House proudly presents, quote, The Lizard Man Chronicles, end quote. So that's the title. A gripping novel that seamlessly blends science fiction with historical intrigue, charting the enigmatic journey of a young woman journalist turned historical science fiction author. This masterfully crafted tale unveils a shocking past that transcends time and place. It all begins with a serendipitous discovery in a dusty newspaper archive safe in St. Paul, Minnesota. The unearthing of old Detroit newspaper clippings leads our intrepid protagonist on a relentless quest to unravel a lizardman invasion that once gripped the suburbs of Detroit during World War II. As she delves into the haunting accounts, glaring inconsistencies emerge, pointing to a potential cover-up by the city's government. Undeterred, our journalist author embarks on a heart-pounding journey to Detroit, where she confronts descendants of key figures involved in the original case. The chilling encounters evoke a sense of unease, hinting at hidden secrets and a past that refuses to be forgotten. Amidst whispers of shape-shifting, giant, carnivorous lizardmen infiltrating the city's government, she grapples with the moral dilemma of revealing the unearthly truth or shielding the public from the shadows that lurk within their midst. As her investigation reaches a crescendo, a mysterious path leads her to an international flight to Helsinki, where shocking witnesses offer insights that challenge the boundaries of reality. The web of deception expands across continents as the young author becomes entangled in an enigma that defies time and space. I really like the word enigma. Quote, the title is just The Lizardman Chronicles, promises readers a thrilling blend of science fiction in historical fiction with its seamless interweaving of secret suspense and spine-tingling revelations. This debut novel by the talented young author is set to captivate audiences worldwide, offering an unforgettable journey through the twists and turns of Detroit's enigmatic past and a truth that transcends beyond our wildest imagination. Prepare to be spellbound as you immerse yourself in a world where history meets fantastical, in a gripping tale that leaves you questioning what lies beneath the surface of our reality. Embrace the mystery, unlock the enigma, and embark on an adventure that will stay with you long after you turn the final page. The Lizardman Chronicles is a dazzling triumph that will solidify the author's place among the literary greats of our time. Sure. Got a little hyperbolic at the end there. This is called, this is pretty much just chapter 5, the final chapter, and it is some wrapping up stuff that I added tonight as a wrap the package, button it up, whatever, finish. So if it seems hurried, it's my fault. Okay, so the others are just... What do you have? What do you have, Paul? Look, man. Okay, fine. So, I think this obituary is that same author woman, even though Macmillan Publishing didn't actually mention her name. And incidentally, I can't find the book it was talking about, so... But anyway, it says, obituary... Miss Sally Evans Smith, her last name is hyphenated. It is with heavy hearts that we bid farewell to Miss Sally Evans Smith, a remarkable young journalist turned best-selling author, whose captivating, quote, Lizard Man Chronicles trilogy unveiled shocking revelations within their gripping fictional pages. Miss Evans Smith's untimely passing, occurred on, it has the date, after battling a rare form of flesh-eating bacteria that tragically took root in her lungs, leading to her sudden demise. She was 27 years old. Born with an insatiable curiosity and a passion for unearthing the truth, Sally Evans Smith's journey began as a tenacious journalist, fearlessly delving into the depths of secrets and mysteries. Her tireless efforts and relentless pursuit of the enigmatic led her to uncover hidden truths that transcended time and space, eventually propelling her to become a celebrated author. The Lizard Man Chronicles, her critically acclaimed trilogy, captivated readers worldwide, blending suspenseful storytelling with revelations that shook the very foundations of perception. Within the pages of her novels, Miss Evans Smith courageously exposed that several cities' governments in the northern Midwest were, and still are, under the clandestine control of shape-disguising, man-eating lizard men. The fictional tales she crafted exposed the chilling reality that the world governments have fallen prey to an insidious invasion. Rumors abound that Miss Evans Smith was working on a fourth installment in her electrifying series, promising even more shocking revelations about the sinister lizard man invasion and its stranglehold on world governments. Sadly, this brilliant mind was cut short before she could unveil the truth that lay beyond the boundaries of her imagination. In the absence of family, Miss Evans Smith's legacy will live on through her powerful words, her fearless pursuit of the truth, and the indelible mark she has left on the literary world. Her work has inspired countless readers to question the hidden realities that may lurk behind the veil of the ordinary. As we bid adieu to a talent lost too soon, we remember Miss Sally Evans Smith not only as a brilliant journalist and author, but also as a soul unwielding in her quest for understanding and enlightenment.
Her courage, passion, and determination to uncover the truth will serve as a beacon for aspiring writers and journalists for generations to come. In this time of profound grief, we extend our deepest condolences to those whose lives were touched by Miss Evans Smith's extraordinary talent and unwavering spirit. May her soul find eternal peace as she embarks on her next enigmatic journey far beyond the realm of human comprehension. And the other is this almost insanely coincidental article from sometime in the summer of 92, so July 7th, 1992, I guess. It says, Springfield in the Shadows, Mysterious Ninja Sightings Spark Citywide Curiosity. So, like 1992. Springfield, Illinois, July. Anyway, in an unexpected twist of events, Springfield residents have been reporting peculiar sightings of ninjas at twilight over the past few days, sparking both fascination and apprehension among the city's inhabitants. These comic book sounding encounters have left residents puzzled as the mysterious figures seem to blend seamlessly into the shadows of the evening. Eyewitnesses from various neighborhoods and even affluent suburbs recount their encounters with these enigmatic ninjas, describing them as swift, elusive, and silent as the night. The sightings have occurred in seemingly random locations across the city, prompting speculations about the motives and origins of these stealthy figures. Quote, I was walking my dog near Lincoln Park when I saw them, a group of ninjas leaping from tree to tree like something out of a movie, end quote, shared Mr. Thomas Mitchell, a local resident. Quote, it was surreal, and I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. They vanished into thin air before I could even process what had happened, end quote. While some dismiss these accounts as urban legends or overactive imaginations, others remain convinced that there is something more to these twilight encounters. The mystery deepens with reports of a seemingly unrelated incident involving a beagle found covered in ink and rushed to a local veterinarian. The owners of the dog were subsequently charged with animal cruelty, but authorities have not confirmed any direct link to the ninja sightings. Springfield's law enforcement is closely monitoring the situation, urging residents to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities. However, they have yet to make any official statements regarding the nature or origins of the reported ninjas. As speculation continues to swirl throughout the city, the enigmatic sightings have become the talk of the town. Local social media platforms are abuzz with theories ranging from pranksters in elaborate costumes to supernatural phenomena beyond human comprehension. In the midst of the intrigue and uncertainty, residents have mixed feelings about the presence of the mysterious ninjas. Some find the sightings thrilling and fantastical, embracing the idea of an otherworldly presence in their midst. Others are cautious, expressing concerns about potential dangers posed by unidentified individuals in ninja garb. As the sun sets over Springfield, the city holds its breath, eagerly awaiting further developments and hoping for answers to the riddle of the twilight ninjas. Until then, Springfield's residents continue to peer into the shadows, wondering what other mysteries may lurk in the corners of their seemingly ordinary world. And that, my friends, is all we have. I hope you enjoyed the Lizardman Chronicles. This has been part 5, I think. That's all. Thank you for listening. Right, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the Lizardman Chronicles, or whatever the hell it's called. I'm gonna pretty much get rid of all of the material. The only place this should exist is in this form, this audio form. So I'm getting rid of all the paperwork, I'm getting rid of all the newspaper clippings, all the correspondence with my
source. I'm going to try to get rid of everything I possibly can, and hopefully it'll be a big secret. Nobody will care. And if they do, it's not like I'm known for keeping secrets. But anyway, speaking of not keeping secrets, this podcast, the open mic night at the Cormorant Cafe, in especially season 3, which has been very special so far, I'm very happy. I'm very excited. I've had lots of volunteers, lots of participation, and our friend Chloe, who is also known as Alice, and especially in the podcast, she's Alice, and we spell it A-L-Y-C-E, or I should say she spells it that way, so I spell it that way. Anyway, she is volunteering, as we all are, because thanks Spotify, certain overlords have taken away our ambassador ad, which is, that's just perfect. Anyway, I like that cute ad. It has it has Adelaide's little chain jiggle and her necklace. But it's fine. It's fine. So Alice is going to be my official co-host. She's joining us officially. I spent the other day making a bunch of those pictures I like to make, where I use the image editing apps in my phone to overlay and, you know, put text. You know, the little effects. The things that show up as the art for these episodes. In fact, tonight's art is really complicated. And that picture is supposedly from Detroit, but I don't know. I don't have good sources. And anyway, all I can do is ask. So if I say Detroit and the pictures come and they say Detroit, then... Anyway, it was the right size. I put the little alien guy in there. I don't know if you can see him. Anyway, gonna get rid of all that. Alice is coming on as our official co-host, which is wonderful because she seems to be a natural at the job, whereas I'm not. Anyway, all right, this has been R. Wesley Edwards. You've been listening to the first bonus episode of season 3. It has been called The Lizard Man Chronicles. I'm really sorry. I don't know how long it is. I'm still editing these pieces together. It really did look long. There were like five long sections. Let me see. So it's just me, and I'm reading my long project that I've been working on for a little while. I don't know. I hope you guys enjoy it. Maybe I'll put a discussion question or something. I guess if you're a listener on Spotify, you can participate in whatever the engagement crap at the end, or I don't know. I don't use Spotify. I just don't. I use Podcast Addict, and I use Amazon Music and Podcasts. But anyway, again, thanks for listening. Sorry this outro has taken so long. One more time, official announcement. Annotated Alice from Instagram and elsewhere on the interwebs has joined us as the official co-host. So that's going to be me, Rob, and Chloe, who is playing Alice. I think you should get that. And so my quote-unquote character is going to keep screwing up and kind of flubbing her name. And her character is just going to be the cool shit that she does that is beyond my grasp. All right. Thanks again. This has been the first bonus episode of season 3. I hope you enjoyed it. It has been a lot of work. And its origin is indeterminate, and please don't eat me.
I am reality's whore!